The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, I didn't plug last hour. We have the new Vitamin Mineral Fusion in a limited run. It'll be sold out by next week. I think it's the best vitamin mineral amino acid fusion out there. It's so absorbable. It's just so important with all the degradation of the fields, not getting enough minerals and vitamins. To check out a Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. David Knight's coming up. Undoubtedly, calls that have been holding, he'll get to you. I'm going to take a few more right now. Michelle in Nevada, what is your point on Trump if he gets elected? Go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering how nobody could get anything done. Obama could never get anything done because the horrible Republicans would never work with him. What happens if we do get him elected and nobody wants to work with him?
What do you think will happen?
Oh, I have no idea. I am so confused. I need you to tell me.
Well, here's the deal. They passed more bills than they've ever passed in history. The lobbyists write them. We should get those bills passed and say you have to read the bills. Sometimes deadlock and gridlock is good. That's why we have three different governmental systems, so they get set against each other. So a dictator, as the president, can't just ram stuff through. But I think Trump would have political support once he was in to try to expose what was happening by actually going against the globalist and get some fair tariffs, some fair deals in place. Because, again, he's an open free trader. China has huge internal tariffs against us. It's unfair. Trump wouldn't shut down our power plants. That would make us competitive right there. But that's a really good question. My biggest concern is we're already going into a global collapse along your line, and he could just get into office as the collapse happens, and they blame a Trump presidency for the reason everything collapses and not the globalist engineering the whole thing. Do you see my point on that?
Right. Yeah, I just have no idea. I want to get behind Trump. I like you, I didn't believe in him so much at first, but now that everybody hates him, all the establishment hates him, I want to get behind him, but I don't know ultimately how effective any of it's going to be.
Well, ma'am, I think not watching as much TV, getting outside, getting healthy, and I'm talking to myself here, not you, just getting back to nature, thinking about God, thinking about good things, realizing that this world, too, will pass. That's really how we transcend these people. It starts individually as an inside job. I really appreciate your call, Michelle. Have a great weekend. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I just wanted to say real quick, your brain force is awesome, man.
Thank you. That is a great nootropic. It's the best we can manufacture.
Well, yeah, I bought it around Christmas time, and it was awesome.
Thank you.
Earlier you were talking about how the election's being stolen from Trump and Senator Sanders. And I was just wondering what you think would happen if they both get it stolen from them, if they join forces and run on an independent ticket together.
I've heard no one say that, and it's kind of left field, but really smart, actually. That's a good article to write. But no one said that, I don't think. A third-party Trump-Sanders, the question is who would be president? The two are just so different on so many issues, but still populist. That would be crazy. And you know, truth is stranger than fiction, so who knows? What do you think?
Well, I think that they have some similarities, and they're both anti-establishment, and they would pull from both sides. So I kind of think that it might be possible.
Well, I know this. It's unprecedented to have mainstream media selling the idea of them stealing the popular vote of both men like it's no big deal. I mean, they are really trying to get us ready to accept anything. And I just ask, what is the next shoe to drop? That's a whole show we should do. Thank you so much. God bless you, Mike. John, Herman, Kyle, and others. David Knight's coming up. He's in the other studio. Where's he coming in the studio? I have a... he's in the Situation Room. Okay, he's in the studio. I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to take your calls, but we'll see. He's got a lot to cover coming up. CIA left explosive material on a school bus in Virginia. We're going to get into that as well.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2016. All of our stories are going to be as authentic as we can get them. However, we're looking at the news, and as strange as it is, we don't need to come up with anything crazy. Let me read you something that we covered on the nightly news last night. This is on the Drudge Report yesterday. The Hill, talking about why should Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen operate charter schools on U.S. military bases? And the guy that talks about what's happening here with the charter schools and the Gulen movement begins by saying that this is may sound like a conspiracy theory from the lunatic fringe. I'm sorry, it's so strange. See, that's the issue. The real news is so strange, it's hard to get people to believe it. And, of course, the more audacious the plans, the more likely they are to succeed because nobody really believes anyone's going to do this thing. Okay, that's the way they get away with it. He says a secret Islamic movement is trying to infiltrate the U.S. military by establishing and operating publicly funded charter schools targeted towards children of American service personnel. He says that charge may sound like a conspiracy theory from the lunatic fringe, but it's real. It's happening right now. It's been going on for quite some time. And, of course, we've had many articles talking about the influence of the Gulenists with the charter schools. And, of course, the charter schools are operated with taxpayer money. They're getting about $500 million of U.S. taxpayer money to operate about 150 schools here in the United States. They've got about 1,000 schools worldwide. In other countries, they can be explicitly religious in their training. Here they have to do it in a more subtle way. And here's what the author, The Hill, says. He says, lest there be any doubt about the objectives in the United States, the strategy of subtly indoctrinating schoolchildren and the Gulen movement is a familiar one overseas. There is great peril in allowing it to flourish in this country. In his native Turkey, Gulen created a network of hundreds of schools that have produced, over the past three decades, a vast cadre of followers who are now prepared to perform his bidding from official positions in the government, in law enforcement, in the judiciary, and in the media. So some have estimated that he currently controls more than half of the entire Turkish police force. And so the guy who wrote this, Robert Amsterdam, is the lawyer of a very high-powered international law firm. He's been hired by the Turkish government because this movement is so large, it threatens Erdogan in Turkey. Now, Erdogan's not a great guy either, but let me ask you, does it really matter if they're pushing Islam or if they're pushing Turkey or if they're pushing Fethullah Gulen as someone that you need to follow? See, that's what we have to be concerned about with education. Education has potential to be indoctrination. And it has always been used that way by the government when they run education. Going all the way back to Plato's Republic, he wanted to divorce the children from their families. He wanted to encourage promiscuity so that none of the children even knew who their parents were. He didn't want there to be families. He wanted to abolish the family. He wanted the only family to be the state. That would be the way that they would control children. And, of course, that has been the objective of the social engineers, of the socialists. In this country, they tried experimenting with communist communes in the mid-1800s. They failed, and they said, well, the problem isn't socialism or communism. The problem is the parents have installed these religious values in the kids or family values in the kids, and we just can't get around that. We need to get the kids at an earlier age. And so now they're getting them at three and earlier, forcing the women to go into the workforce even if they don't want to. Even if they don't want a career, they have to go in for a second income because the taxes have become so high on our families. And so we have these situations that we saw, as Alex talked about earlier, where it's rare to find children rolling down hills, climbing trees, spinning in circles just for fun because they are living the life of prisoners locked up in their homes. And we have a story that also hit the national news today about a mother who was charged because she let her kids, forced her kids, as punishment, forced her kids to walk to school. Can you imagine? That used to be a punishment that parents did to their kids all the time when I was going to school. I used to walk to school. We had neighborhood schools. I used to have to carry some pretty heavy stuff when I walked to school as well because I was back in elementary school. I was in band, and I had a big band instrument to carry with me in the heat of Florida. It was tough, let me tell you, crying my eyes out about this. I didn't walk to school knee-deep in the snow, but it was pretty hard because it was hot. Come on. Kids can do it. Kids can do it. It's not a big deal, and we shouldn't be turning our children over to the school. Look at what they did in Virginia. This is a story that's breaking today from the Washington Post, okay? This is not an April Fool's joke. The CIA left explosive material on a school bus in Virginia after their training exercise for their canine dogs. It says CIA left explosive training material under the hood of a Loudoun County school bus after training exercise last week, a bus that was used to ferry elementary and high school students to and from school on Monday and Tuesday with the material still sitting under the engine compartment. Now, they say this was a putty-type material like C4 explosive that needed a detonator to make it explode, so there was no chance that it was just going to randomly go off. Nevertheless, this is in so many different ways. You could draw so many different parallels about how our children are being used for training exercise. And, of course, school itself has literally become a prison. I mean, we're talking about children not getting outside and not playing, and we've had numerous accounts, and we've interviewed people who are actually trying to start a movement to educate this society that it's a good thing for kids to play outside. Because if you let them play outside, if you let them walk to school, you can have CPS come in and try to take your children away. It's absolutely insane. Look at this. Saudi Arabia plans a $2 trillion megafund for the post-oil era. Now, they're saying this fund to be the world's largest. It could basically buy up the four largest market cap companies, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Berkshire Hathaway. They could buy all of them with this fund. $2 trillion. And, of course, they're looking at this because they're looking at what happens when oil loses its influence. The handwriting is on the wall. That's what we're talking about with the justification for global governance. They are going to essentially shut down our fossil fuels industry. So they're looking at what they can do to buy up America. And we've seen a lot of this week. Reported on the nightly news on Monday how Saudi Arabia was buying massive water property rights in California. There, they have this law that goes back to the mining days, goes back to an 1877 law where the first person in line essentially gets all the rights. So they have bought property that gives them water rights to the water that's flowing into California. They could essentially cut off as much of that water as they wish and do it legally. We also have the Chinese that are looking, it's a Chinese insurance company looking to buy a huge hotel chain to spend $15 billion to get this massive chain. They're competing with Marriott. This is a Chinese insurance company. They've never been in the hotel business before, but they're desperate to get their money into something other than just dollar bills. So when you look at what's happening, understand that it is our new owners, the Saudis and the Chinese. Why is this happening? Of course, it goes back to the trade policies that we've had, NAFTA, and what's going to be coming up with TPP, the Trans-Pacific, as well as the Transatlantic Partnership that will have trade rewritten, managed offshore. These trade agreements have been written, as we've pointed out many, many times, have been written by corporate lawyers of the multinational corporations. Our elected representatives had nothing to do with it. And we're essentially passive in all this, except for Senator Sessions, who pointed it out to the public, who pointed it out to the Senate. But again, they went ahead with it anyway. It has not been finalized, but believe me, it will be unless Donald Trump is president. There's not anybody else who is going to stop this. Nobody else is even talking about it except for Bernie Sanders. I don't think he has the energy or the will to be able to stand against all of these congressmen and the bureaucracy that want this to happen, as well as the multinational corporations. I think only Donald Trump would do it. It's something that he's talked about for 35 years. And, of course, we can look at the effects of NAFTA. Now the Saudis and the Chinese have so much money, they are going to be our new owners. How would you like to live under the Chinese communist oligarchs or the Saudi rulers? You see how they treat their people? Do you want to live under that type of environment where those people own everything? Take a look at what's happening with the EPA, for example. As they're shutting down the oil industry, and that's what's behind this Saudi Arabian plan to create a $2 trillion megafund, to put their money in it and diversify as the oil industry is going down. Of course, we are shutting down our own coal industry. As they were questioning the EPA director, Gina McCarthy, Capitol Hill about the EPA regulations, the Republican from West Virginia who was questioning her on that pointed out that 40% of America's power comes from coal, yet the federal government has put 33% of our coal off limits. So we're doing it to ourselves. It's not just that we're being outsmarted by people abroad. They're deliberately trying to shut the coal industry down. And it is not about the environment. Understand that. And she admits that. And so we have this article on the New American. EPA boss says coal regulations are about the politics of power. Gina McCarthy, administrator of the EPA, admitted that the real reason for the EPA regulations is, quote, showing sort of domestic leadership, as well as garnering support around the country for the agreement that we reached in Paris. In other words, this is about enforcing the climate treaty that was done in Paris. And this is a huge issue. This is why I think it was so important to look at Scalia's death. It came up at a very, very fortunate time for the Obama administration. Everybody was saying, we've got this lawsuit that is working its way through the courts. We've got a majority of the states, I think it's like 26, 27 states, are challenging these arbitrary EPA regulations. And, of course, the EPA commissioner says these regulations, she admits, the regulations will have absolutely no effect on global warming. It is there, she says, simply to enforce the agreement that we reached in Paris, which is about global warming. This isn't going to do anything about it, but we have to put our power there. We have to establish global governance. And, of course, Scalia was the person in the way. No more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over a million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's harrys.com, code 5959.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this last hour, the fourth hour. Before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know about our new vitamin mineral fusion drink mix that we have here at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a product that was introduced this last week, and I want to try it. I haven't tried it yet. I've got to get over to the warehouse today. That and several things I need to sign up, replenish my stock of, because, you know, I haven't signed up for the auto ship thing. Shame on me, because sometimes I want to just go over there and get something. I don't want to wait for it to come through the mail, so I haven't signed up for it, and I'm missing my 10% discount, and sometimes they don't have what I want. But right now, this has just been introduced. It is still available. This is a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs with its unique delivery system. Its proprietary manufacturing process is designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin products, and it has these are some of the ingredients in it. It has vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, many others. Again, this is a limited run. It's our first run. Get it before we sell out. Let us know what you think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Today, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. I was just talking about what's going on with the EPA regulations, how there is a naked power play going on by the administrator of the EPA, Gina McCarthy. And, of course, remember we had Sheila Jackson, the previous administrator, and she had some improprieties with her emails. She was had a email alias. It was absolutely nothing like Hillary Clinton, but she resigned in shame with that. Of course, she didn't go to jail. She didn't have classified materials. She was just setting up a different email account in violation of regulations. But we're not going to enforce that on Hillary Clinton, because remember, we had a consultant tell us that there ought to be a higher bar for people who are running for president. In other words, they should not be subject to the rules, just like they're not subject to the rules for elections that they write for other people. When they want to run for office, we waive those rules. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We're going to talk about the reaction to it. I want to finish up, though, on what's going on with this power grab with the EPA. It all ties together with the Supreme Court. You need to understand that Merrick Garland is going to be sitting on the three-judge panel this summer that's going to be sitting in judgment of these EPA regulations. This is Obama's effort to take down the coal industry, as he promised he would do when he was running for election. But of course, he's not just writing it out on a pen. He's using the perpetual bureaucracy, these regulatory agencies that write our laws without our elected representatives. They know they can't get this through Congress, so they're going to use the bureaucracy to run this through. And we need to understand where this problem is, because if we don't do something about it, we are never going to get our country back. We have all these regulatory agencies who basically do whatever they wish, and the Congress just sits back and lets them do it. We have not only taxation without representation, we have regulation without representation, legislation without representation, essentially. Now, when we look at these rules, this is not about saving the planet from global warming. Whether you agree that the planet is undergoing global warming, whether you agree that it's being done by humans, it is not about that. The UN's own IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has pointed out that if we terminated all coal-fired power plants in America so that we didn't burn one single ton of coal in America, the total reduction to CO2 worldwide would only be 0.2%. So if you get rid of all the coal in our country, which, again, it provides 40% of the power in this country, we have massive coal reserves. We wouldn't need a single drop of oil from Saudi Arabia if we were to utilize our coal, and we could do that cleanly. We have the technology to burn it cleanly. But this is about a pure power play. Understand that even within the fossil fuel industry, there's competition. You saw this in the Iowa caucus. You saw how Ted Cruz was allied with the coal industry against the ethanol industry there. And, of course, the coal industry is another industry. So they're all jockeying for a position to see if they can use the government to shut down their competition. And, of course, the rest of us suffer as they go through this process. But where this all is important is in the Supreme Court. Merrick Garland, the guy who is going to be making the decision, again, it's a three-panel judge
system there in D.C., it was understood that they were going to approve and give a rubber stamp to the EPA. Because one of the things you need to understand about this guy that Obama has nominated to the Supreme Court is that he always defers to these bureaucracies. He always says they're the experts, they're the scientists, even when it comes to something as absurd as the DEA saying that there is absolutely no medical value to marijuana. This is what we've seen from the Supreme Court. They don't even care if it's the law. They don't care if it's the Constitution.
We're on the
march. Does it work?
The we'll Empire's be right back. On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to tell the callers, Terry, Herman, Kyle, hang on, I'm going to come to you in just a moment. We have a breaking article here at InfoWars.com. MSNBC says Trump supporters, quote, like Alex Jones, unquote, are prepared to revolt over the nomination. They say that Jones encourages Trump supporters to show up in Cleveland ahead of to outnumber Soros operatives. They seem to be implying that there's going to be something bad about that. I don't see a problem in terms of showing up to show your support. They may not like the way that Alex says it, I guess, on MSNBC. They certainly disagree with us on all the politics, but that's absolutely true. Alex said, be in Cleveland for the week of the convention. Be there. We're going to absolutely show the world the real power of the people. We need 5 million constitutional Trumpians or Trumpists to be there so that all the Soros trash, all the filth, the few hundred thousand they'll have there are totally dwarfed by, and the establishment doesn't dare steal the popular vote from the people. That's right. Why should we just stand by passively
and let them steal the vote. Listen to what Ben Carson said. You know, gentle Ben Carson. He never raises his voice, never gets animated. Listen to what he said today on the Hill. Ben Carson says RNC tries to pick and choose who the candidate should be. Well, you know, they tried, they failed, so now they're going to go into theft mode. But here's what Ben Carson said. He said the RNC, the DNC, everybody needs to recognize this country was built around the will of the people. You remember the Constitution? Remember how it starts? We, the people. That is what the politicians sign or say they're pledged to when they take office. They're supposed to be acknowledging the fact that we have the rule of law, that we have rules that matter. But, of course, they make the rules, and then they bend and break the rules as they wish. Ben Carson goes on to say all these pundits, all these big-time political players need to stop for a moment, and they need to say, do we really care about what the people want? He says hopefully between now and then they'll come to understand that if they try and undermine the will of the people, they will not only have destroyed their party, but they will fundamentally change the United States of America. What the Republicans are doing is engaging in something that is extremely dangerous right now. And I want to tell you, when we look at the Wisconsin election that's coming up on Tuesday, understand that this Wisconsin GOP primary is nothing but a giant push poll. Do you know what a push poll is? A push poll is where you call up and you give people some information. You invite them to give you your opinion. You don't really care what it is. You're really trying to manipulate them. You give them a question. The question is worded in such a way that you make them come to a particular conclusion. They typically do push polls right before a primary. That's part of the dirty politics rule book. Wisconsin is nothing but a giant push poll. In terms of the number of delegates, it's irrelevant. It is being used to control you by creating a narrative. The establishment is doing this. Take a look at who is in Wisconsin. We got Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Reince Priebus. Scott Walker, the candidate who never even had a pulse, even though the mainstream media was pushing him as the inevitable nominee. Remember that? But then they couldn't find a pulse once they got to the first of the primaries. Well, he didn't even make it to the primaries. He didn't make it past the first debate. He dropped out after one or two debates. Then we have Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, the guy who immediately funded the climate treaty for Obama, you know, 3 days after the climate treaty was agreed to by the Obama administration. They gave him a blank check with the omnibus bill. Spell that with a T, because they're busting our economy with this massive spending. They gave him a blank check for that. They gave him a blank check for Obamacare, for everything. They took it all off the table, and they did the funded the climate change treaty just 3 days after they had agreed to it in Paris. Then you've got Priebus, who says, you know, this really isn't an election. They're just trying to join us, the establishment. All three of those guys, Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Priebus, the RNC chair, they're all there from Wisconsin. So this is something that the establishment has set this up. This is the only thing happening for a couple of weeks. And pull that poll up. You guys pull that up again. The Real Clear Politics poll. When we look at the Wisconsin polls, and we talk about how polls are used to adjust people's opinions. And I guess when you've got the RNC delegate saying, well, we're going to choose who the nominee is regardless of who the voters pick. And they ask him, well, why do we have primaries and caucuses? And he goes, well, that's a really good question. Let me tell you why. Because they're trying to prepare you for what they think they're going to do one way or the other. That's why we need to stand up in massive numbers and tell them you're not going to get away with this. Look at these polls again. We've got six polls that have been taken in the last, going back to the 19th is the oldest one. Now, one that was taken between the 22nd and the 24th is the Optimist poll. It's the only one that shows Trump winning. The rest of these show Cruz winning. Two of them show Cruz winning by 1 point. One of them shows Cruz winning by 5 points. Two of them show Cruz winning by 10 points. One of them by Marquette. Another one done by Fox News. Oh, we can always trust Fox News to be objective, can't we? I'm sure they got Frank Luntz involved in that, checking the people's pulse on that. But those two show him ahead at 10 points. But there's one that shows Trump ahead by 2 points. There's something fundamentally different about this Optimist poll. If you look at Real Clear Politics, all these other polls are looking at about 400 to 700 voters, likely voters, they say. Now, these are going to be people who are not crossing over from independent or Democrat, and I don't know if that's allowed in Wisconsin, so that may or may not be a factor there. They do that everywhere. But the one poll that shows Trump winning has 6,200 people, not 400, not 500, not 600, 6,200 people. And it shows up when you look at the margin of error. All the rest of these polls are between 4 and 6% margin of error. The poll that shows Trump ahead has a 1% margin of error because they've got a much larger sample size. They've got 6,200 people. What do you see on all the articles everywhere, though? You see the small poll that polls 400 people, the one from Marquette or the one from Fox News. And they say, look at this. Ted Cruz has all the momentum. And that's what they're doing before the election, and that's what they're going to do when they rig the election for Ted Cruz, one way or the other. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say, Ted Cruz now has the momentum. You have to understand that this is simply a game. And you have to show up in such large numbers that they can't rig it, that they can't steal it. They have a lot of power to take the election, and they've got a lot of different things that they can do to rig the election, to deny the election, to make sure that third parties, independents, don't show up in the debates, that they don't get on the ballots. They can give themselves passes on the rules that they create, and they can rigorously enforce them to keep other people off the ballot. But if you show up in significant numbers, they can't deny that. They'll fall back, and then they'll try to rig things after the election. They'll never give up, okay? And we can never give up. That's why the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. But they understand right now, and Ted Cruz does. He's part of this steal the vote effort. He knows that he can't get 85% of the remaining delegates. He doesn't have a chance. So what's he doing? He's trying to steal the election by making sure that even though he may be hundreds of delegates behind Donald Trump, that Donald Trump doesn't get 50% plus one. And then he is stealing the delegates on a state-by-state basis. Of course, the same thing is going on with John Kasich. He can't get more than 100%, which is what he needs to get. So they're not in it to win it. They're in it to steal it. And they're not stealing it from Donald Trump. They're stealing it from the voters who have expressed their preferences. That's why they say, well, it really doesn't matter whether we have primaries or caucuses, because we're going to make that decision. Let's go to our callers, Terry in Minnesota. Terry, go ahead.
Hey, David. How you doing? How you doing, David?
Doing good.
Listen, I've talked to, I think, Alex maybe four times. I'm a new listener, maybe about a month and a half or so. I pretty much got the gist of you guys. And as far as Trump's concerned, I've got some things on Alex a few times. I've talked to Rob also about the same subject. I dropped this on Alex a week and a half ago or so. Anyway, I said this. I said, if you look at the world stage, and I know it's all about the world system, the one world government, right? That's all biblical, okay? Who out there that you can see from any country that could possibly, and just play along with you, please, that could possibly cause the deadly wound to happen? And when I say that, I'm talking about you yourself are a Christian. This plan is in the book. It's all laid out. And the problem is when the pulpit was hijacked, what, 2,000 plus years ago, we've got this mess. And you've got thousands of churches, and you got all these services, and why are the people biblically illiterate? You know what I'm saying? And when I told Alex about that, the Shepherd's Chapel in Northwest Arkansas, that scholar that runs that church, there hasn't been a scholar like that in 100 years. And that's why it's the largest. It's the InfoWars of churches, David. There is no, you know, God.
I understand, but we got a limited amount of time. I got other people on here, too. But what's the gist of what you're saying?
The gist is this, is that we're at the end. This is the final generation, okay? And if you read the Bible and if you believe the man, this is it. And like I said, Trump is going to get in, okay? We're in the fifth teaching. Trump, there's only seven total. Satan comes in the sixth. If you read the Bible, you know that. So who other than Trump could possibly, I mean, any of the Republican operatives, anybody, you can't put some in the air because they're all in on it. Everybody but Trump is in on it. You know what I'm saying? And just like God used Obama to bring about the negative part and the rise of Islam and ISIS and the whole nine yards, he's going to use Trump for the other side of his coin. So, you know, when you guys worry about things, quit worrying about this stuff. This is all laid out, you know. I love
Well, let me tell you what my understanding is. I don't
I'm not dogmatic about the book of Revelations. I think it's very difficult to understand, and I think there are things that we are called to do that are very clear. And Martin Luther said, if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today. So I'm looking at what I need to do. And the very simple thing that works for me, and it works for people who aren't even Christians, is you have to understand what's going on with the globalists. Now, this may be the end of the world, and maybe it isn't. I know a lot of people believe that it was the end of the world when we had a world war going on, and we had Adolf Hitler doing mass executions in his country. So I don't want to try to interpret the Bible in terms of current events. I don't ever try to do that. I just try to do the right thing. And when I see multinational corporations stealing our country and doing things to shut down our government, I know that's wrong. It's just simple theft. It's just that simple. Don't steal. Remember that? That's in the Bible. It's a real clear principle. So if we're going to stop the governments that are trying to steal from people, if we're going to stop oppression, if we're going to stop war, if we're going to stop torture, if we're going to stop this Orwellian system of government that's there, I'm going to keep fighting that whether this is the last generation or if we've got another 50 generations. I don't know when the day is going to come. I'm not going to say that I do. And I'm not going to be dogmatic about that. And I'm going to try to do the right thing. And I know what the principles are. That's why I oppose the police state, the perpetual war state. That's why I oppose politicians, most of them, who support that. And, of course, Donald Trump has opposed the takedown of our country. He has opposed the economic situations that are destroying us economically. He has also opposed these perpetual wars. And I think that's a good reason to support him as well. Let's go to Herman in Alaska. Herman, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead, Herman, you're on.
Hey, how are you today?
Very good.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to get straight to the point. Currently, I'm a student here in Alaska, and currently there have been, like, advertisements over the past week about a, quote, emergency, like, fictitious training exercise of, like, a terrorist attack on campus. And I just wanted to let you guys know that that was going on today.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're having terror drills all the time everywhere. It's just like that article I had where they did a bomb drill and left the C4 explosives on the bottom of the school bus after they got finished. That's one of the things that it used to be very significant when they would have a drill. And, of course, we've seen many cases where we believe they're false flags when they have a drill that is exactly identical to the terrorist attack in terms of same time, same place, same tactic. We saw that 9/11. We saw it again on 7/7. We've seen it over and over again. But now they're having so many drills all the time because we live under a police state that it's getting very difficult to say, hey, you know, you can't predict in advance that just because somebody is doing a terror drill, but that means that they're up to doing some kind of a false flag.
Exactly. I think this is more in response to SB 174. It like in Alaska, there's no law against concealing or like having a concealed weapon on like our UEA campus, and BA or SB 174 was used or was a bill in the Senate so that like we could carry on campus without like being harassed by cops and told to leave because it's part of their policy.
And, so you think it's kind of psychological conditioning to get people afraid that there's going to be some kind of a mass shooting if people are allowed to carry guns around college campuses?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right.
They came back and
that's very probable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly the type of thing they would do. Absolutely. Let's go to, thank you very much. I agree with you. That's exactly the type of thing that they would do. They would put something out like that just so they can scare people and say, hey, we need to make sure that this is a gun-free zone, ignoring the fact that it's the gun-free zones where the shooters do the most damage. Let's go to Ken in Kuwait. Go ahead, Ken. Ken in Kuwait.
Hey, sir. Delighted to be on board. Not sure what the topics are. I believe we're talking about gun control or we're talking about gun-free zones, et cetera. I wholly agree with that, the fact that all of these issues take place in areas that are gun-free zones. One of the things that I do here has been trying to express to folks the fact that things that go on in the States have an impact over all around the world, to include the current election inside the U.S. You know, it's important that Trump be elected. It's important that somebody that actually represents the people be elected, because we are not the American government right now. This is what I've been trying to express to folks here.
Yes. Yes. And now we understand that. I've never in my life, I've seen a lot of corruption in elections, but I have never seen the establishment of the parties, especially the GOP, which is the worst. I mean, we heard all these people saying, well, you know, Obama might suspend the elections. No, it's going to be Karl Rove who's going to do it. It's going to be Reince Priebus. And they're bragging about it to the American people. They're saying, we pick who the nominee is. You don't really have a say-so over it. And I think even if Trump doesn't win, that's an important thing for people to get down to understand, to fully digest that. They need to understand how this system is set up. And once they understand that, then they will start to do something about it. But they haven't understood for the longest time. They believe that fundamentally we have honest elections, that we have a constitution, and now we need to understand that no, you don't. You have a couple of political parties that are operating like they're a gangster operation. We ought to hold them to the RICO statute. These are racketeering, influenced, corrupt organizations, and we can see it now. We can see precisely what they're doing. When we come back, we're going to take a couple of more calls, and we're going to talk about how they are going to roll this out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to play this clip that we have from MSNBC. You know, I think we need to I think we need to all look at what's going on. And we can see it in the Democrat Party as well as the Republican Party. This superdelegate thing that's going on in the Democrat Party, where one candidate, like Hillary, starts out with a 15 to 20 point lead before it even starts. That's bad enough. And, of course, in New York, they said, even if she loses a popular vote, we're not going to switch our votes to Bernie. That ought to make people furious. I don't support Bernie Sanders, but that makes me really angry to see that process, especially since the Republicans and the Democrats control access to the ballots. But what we see going on with the Republicans is even worse. And, of course, the mainstream media is chiming in with them. We got Bloomberg saying the Republican National Committee has begun to prepare the public for what they're going to do. Yeah, prepare us for their theft. Then we got the Washington Post coming in here and saying Trump could be stripped of his South Carolina delegates. He won every single delegate in South Carolina because he won every single congressional delegate there. That was when they were not winner-take-all. They were proportional. But he won it congressional district by congressional district. But they come in here and they say, well, why wouldn't they take it from him? This is the Washington Post. Why wouldn't they take his delegates away? He broke his promise to support the Republican nominee, if it's not him, during an interview earlier this week. Well, so did Cruz, so did Kasich. They all three said they're not going to support the other guy. But they single out Trump and say, well, we're going to take his delegates. And they say it's like a game of Calvin ball, to harken back to Calvin and Hobbes. It's a game that's made up on the fly. It takes place in Calvin's house, and it's where Calvin already has a winner in mind. But Alex came in here and he said, yeah, I'm looking at this clip. I guess I'm a bad guy for saying that we ought to show up and protest this and show our strength and say we're not going to put up with this. He goes, I guess I should apologize, and nobody should show up. We should just let them go ahead with the steal. Let's play that clip from MSNBC.
Having won the popular vote in that state. Now his threat to break the GOP loyalty pledge could cost him delegates in South Carolina, where you have to sign the pledge to get on the ballot in the first place. Amid growing signs that Trump may not have the wherewithal to get enough votes on the convention floor, supporters like InfoWars' Alex Jones are now preparing to revolt.
Be in Cleveland for the week of that convention. Be there, and we are going to absolutely show the world the real power. We need 5 million constitutional Trumpians, Trumpists, to be there so that all the Soros trash and all the filth, the few hundred thousand they'll have there, are totally dwarfed, and the establishment does not dare steal the popular vote from the people.
According to one party operative I spoke to a couple weeks ago, Republican National Committeeman named Curly Hoagland, the popular vote doesn't matter at all. It's the delegates who really pick the nominee, regardless of how the citizens in their states voted.
The delegates are not bound. They're free to vote their conscience on all issues before the convention and on the nominations. Anything is possible because the convention of the Republican Party is the highest authority of the party, and they can do anything they want.
Yeah, we make
the
rules.
The party more in control than in Hoagland's home state of North Dakota, where the voters are cut out of the process altogether. While some states hold primaries and some hold caucuses, and there's back and forth over which model is the most representative, the North Dakota Republican Party just pulled the state convention to select its slate of 28 delegates who are free to vote for whoever they want this summer in Cleveland. No voters needed at all. Thank you very much. That convention kicks off tomorrow in Fargo, and two of the campaigns will go all the way there to make their case. Ben Carson, who endorsed Donald Trump, is scheduled to speak at a Sunday morning session, not till after all the delegates have been elected. Ted Cruz, on the other hand, has the prime speaking spot. He's delivering the keynote address on Saturday right before the voting starts. Joining me now, Gary Hemeneth.
There you go. Let's cut it at that point. It is nothing but a smoke-filled room at this point even. Of course, we saw what happened in Pennsylvania. You've got John Kasich not turning in the votes on time to get on the ballot, but they say, hey, we're 100% sure he's going to get on the ballot, and they put him on the ballot. We see this over and over again. Happened in D.C. First they said, well, Hillary and Bernie didn't get their paperwork in on time. Somebody said, we're going to keep Bernie Sanders off, and then they said, no, let's let them both on. Who cares? They're making it up as they go along. Stay with us tonight. We have the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.